It's that time of the show where we dive into all the grain markets. Kim, where are we with them?
We're at low prices. You look at wheat, we're near five-year lows. That May contract, $4.40. The July contract at $4.46. Only a 6 cent spread there. The good news there on the wheat market, though, the futures is down. The basis is relatively high, but the cash prices are low, so that's kind of a wash. You look at corn, we lost 16 cents after the report came out last week. We gained about 11 of it back and just left corn prices in the tank. Soybean prices down around $9 on the board. That May contract, the November contract at $9.35. You look at cash and it's a dollar or so lower than that. So soybean prices low. The good news may be cotton. We've gained about 6.5 cents in cotton in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and cotton's at 77.5. And you look at that lease contract, it's at 76.4.
That's a lot of price differences in all the different commodities there. You did mention cotton, and cotton seems to have, you know, grown across Oklahoma in the past couple of years. Where are you seeing planted acres for Oklahoma?
Well, if you look at what the plans are for planting cotton on the U.S. Acres is supposed to be down 2% at 13.8 million acres. The Oklahoma acres are supposed to be down about 8% to 720,000 acres. You look at corn nationwide, up 4%, 92.8 million, but in Oklahoma down 6%. Sorghum, the U.S. at 5.1 million acres, down 10%. Oklahoma down 17% expected on sorghum plantings at 250,000 acres. Canola down 50% at only 35,000 acres of canola. Soybeans nationwide down 5%, but up 3% in Oklahoma at 650,000. And peanuts nationwide are expected to be up 2% at 1.4 million acres and up 25% in Oklahoma at 20,000 acres.
How are things looking right now when it comes to crop conditions?
Well, you look at wheat crop condition, it's significantly better than it was last year and the year before. Than last year, you got 69% of the crop good to excellent, only 4% poor to very poor. Kansas is pretty close to the same. Texas is not quite as in good condition. They've only got 48% good to excellent and 18% poor to very poor.
This is a question I feel like I ask quite a bit, and I don't like asking, but how long do you think these low prices are going to stick around?
Well, if you look at the wheat prices, right now they're determined on the world market and really determined in the Black Sea area. The good news is that stocks are relatively tight in the Black Sea exporters, that's Russia and Ukraine. A glitch in the weather and production in those countries, we could have a relatively good rally in wheat prices. But if we don't have poor growing conditions in the Black Sea area, then you could see prices being down in the below $5 range, our average at about $5 for the next 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years out.
Okay, wow. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.